you're here. Fellowship, sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you.
Buckle up, everybody. I have a lot to share on this being a shout-out Friday. It's July 22nd, 2016. I want to fit in five songs and briefly enumerate on a lot of people deserving some shout-outs, a lot of updates to give you, so I'm going to talk fast. The first shout-out goes to a bunch of people that helped out at last night's Singing Men concert as we blessed a six-state regional gathering of volunteers, and they contacted us to present like a 45-minute program, and we sang, but that only could happen because of people like Jim Gunther, Terry Howard, Lonnie Medlin. They were our setup team that arrived early. And then we had Audrey Weisgarver fill in on a few songs playing the piano. Keith Kraft filled in as our director as Stephen McClary played the piano for many of the songs. And so because of these guys and Larry Budget Tours Bunning acting as my chauffeur, we had a glorious time last night. And so here's Mr. Bolt singing Thank You, a favorite of many, as all these people gave to the Lord in unique ways.
I dreamed I went to heaven. You were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait. You used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. You gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made. I noticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven, you're not supposed to cry. But I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. Hopefully you found yourself in one of those lyrics in the various ways that you can give to extend God's kingdom purposes and plans throughout the area. Maybe it's even just throughout your home. Well, the next shout out goes to our 48 pilgrims with their applications, references, and Israel trip deposits in. We filled the bus and our group of 48 is all ready to go. Let's see, that's 214 days away, and our Israel trip has reached capacity. Wow! So to energize those and those of you that will participate in this trip through your prayers and supportive roles to encourage these pilgrims to learn all that God wants to pour into them during those 10 days, here's a favorite song that we play most often as we enter Jerusalem, the holy city, for the first time. This song is called The Holy City.
One night while I was sleeping, I had a dream so fair. I stood in old Jerusalem, beside the temple there. I heard the children singing, and ever as they sang, I thought the voice of angels from heaven in answer rang. I thought the voice my dream was changed. The streets no longer rang, as with the glad hosannas that the little children sang. The sun grew dark with mystery, and the morn was cold and chilled as the shadow of a cross arose upon a lonely hill. As the shadow
Hosanna.
my dream was changed. New earth there seemed to be. I saw the holy city beside the crystal sea. The light of God was on its streets, and the gates, they were open wide, that all might enter, and no one was denied. No need of moon or the stars by night, or the sun to shine by day, for it was the new Jerusalem that would not pass away.
What a fun song. We love playing that as we enter Jerusalem for the first time on many of our tours. Well, the next shout-out is going to two of our board members, Pastor Ken Crawford and Dave Harriet. Let's see, I think it was on Wednesday we had a four-hour meeting working through a 40-page lease agreement with all those wonderful legal terms and innuendo statements and hard-to-understand language. But they were troopers. I think we made three revisions on Thursday back and forth. And so we continue to pray God's leading on the Great News Radio Center, and that his plans and purposes will be realized in the coming days according to what he wants to have accomplished and put into place. So here's the Master Chorale singing Building, as we want our foundation to be on the solid rock of Jesus. And this Great News Radio Center, we want Jesus Christ to be the center of all activities that go on there.
This have to fear them, 'cause this one thing I know.
I hope you're enjoying this music and these various shout-outs to some people you may know. This next one's going to Marshall Holes, who's an electrician, and Dyke Corson of Corson Music, as they helped rescue 89.3 FM. You may have noticed last week there were some distortion issues, and then a breaker got water in it, knocked us off the air. Marshall, the electrician, rescued us, got us back on the air, and Dyke Corson gave me a replacement mixer board, as that might have sustained a lightning strike or some kind of issue, and I'll actually install that today, but I have another mixer currently working there, but appreciate those two. And here's a fun song, because Dyke Corson, he's kind of an old rocker, and I love what Ron Perry does with this song, a very familiar medley and some unique lyrics that he's tweaked to make The Lion Sleeps Tonight a God-honoring song, as Ron Perry would call it, a sanctified oldie. So let me share his voice introducing this song and how he sees God using it to bless many. So thank you, Marshall and Dyke, for your help with 89.3. Here's Ron Perry with his adaptation of The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Well, this song, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, if you listen to it, the whole gospel is in that one song. We've got his virgin birth, his dying at Golgotha, that he's raised up, he's seated at the Father's right hand, he's coming again. I mean, the whole gospel is all in that little 3.5 minute song. And I think that's a cool thing about music, is you can squeeze so much into a 3.5 minutes. It would take a preacher an hour to preach 3 points and a conclusion. I can have 3 verses and a hook and put it in 3.5 minutes. And the person will walk away and never forget that, because it just keeps going over and over in their heads with a repetition. So we just wanted to squeeze that whole gospel into that song and just plant that seed so somebody hears it. They remember that he was born in a manger, born of a virgin. He was crucified, resurrected, and he's coming again, all in that one little short song.
In a manger, a lovely manger, a child is born tonight.
Well, we're out of time. I'm having a lot of fun here with Shout Out Friday. Let me close out with a song by Kevin Mills, Angels Watching Over Me. As I was in Baton Rouge last Sunday when those various officers were shot, three were killed. In fact, as it was going on, we were getting ready to go to church. And I said to David, as we were watching the news release, because it was live coverage, local coverage there in Baton Rouge before it made national news, I said, David, how close is that shooting to us? And he did his little GPS, and it was 5 miles away, and it really put things into perspective. And then when we got to the church service, I think the shooting was around 9 or 9:30, but by the time we got to church at 10:30, 10:45, obviously it was making national news, but the pastor preached on perspective and putting things in perspective and knowing that God's still in control and in charge and how he can turn even this great tragedy, these senseless murders, into something good. And I could give a whole little message on that, but let's all enjoy the song Angels Watching Over Me, and may that be true of you today, as there is that scripture verse, aren't all angels ministering spirits sent to serve those who will inherit salvation? So if you're a follower of Jesus, know that God's got your back covered, and seemingly he has assigned an angel or angels to watch over you. Thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of this radio listening family. This is Mark Burns with the Ministry of Great News Radio. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
It's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day, angels watching over me. Well, I went down to the valley to pray. Angels watching over me, my Lord. My soul got happy. I stayed all day. Angels watching over me. It's all night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. Well, it's all night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Now when my heart is sad and blue,
watching over me, my Lord.
Ooh, I call on him to see me through.
Angels watching over me.
Oh.
All night, all day. Angels watching over me, my Lord. All night, all day. Angels watching over me.
Well, if you get there before I do,
angels watching over me, my Lord.
Tell all my friends I'm coming too.
Angels watching over me. All night, all day.
All night.
Angels watching over me, my Lord.
Me, my Lord.
All night, all day. Angels watching over me.